Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Sure that we're in a situation where we finally have action on guns. And by the way, I'm going to get an assault weapons ban. Before this is over, I'm going to get that again. Not a joke. And watch.
And that is not a joke, folks. And it's no joke that I'm filling in for Grace today. Toby Leary sitting in for the vacationing Grace Curley. And I hope I can live up to that introduction. So welcome, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. 844-500-4242 is the phone number. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 844-500-4242. You can also text 617-213-1066 and use Curley for the Grace Curley Show. And we'll read your text as well. So, yeah, we just heard from Joe Biden, who had a little sit down the other night with Jake Tapper when he wasn't dropping his notes and getting a little bit off script here and there. But he has said it. If he can just pick up two Senate votes in the midterm elections, then he will get it done. That's not a joke, because he got it done before and he will get it done again. In other words, he will take the guns that are in common and ordinary use that are protected under the Second Amendment, and protected under the Supreme Court's affirmations under Heller and McDonald, and the latest one under the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. Bruin case. He will come for your guns. He will get another assault weapons ban passed, which proved entirely fruitless, by the way, for the 10 years that our entire nation lived under said ban. It did nothing to reduce violent crime. It did increase violent crime in certain areas. It also just proved to be another hurdle and another stepping stone for the good people of America to have to jump over or climb over in order to exercise their Second Amendment rights, which I point out often on my show, Rapid Fire, and a lot of times when we're doing 2A Tuesday with Grace, how all this does is affect the people that actually follow the law, because that's what gun control does. It's like making it harder for sober people to buy cars in an effort to reduce drunk driving. That's the actual outcome of it. But as soon as you involve the word guns, people lose their collective minds. So that's the way that works. And by the way, Joe Biden, and by the way, if you haven't heard me on the Grace Curley Show before, yes, I'm the gun guy. So we'll be talking about guns. We're going to get into some other stuff, I promise. So if you're not a gun person or you don't care about guns, just stay tuned. We'll be there. But I found it very interesting that Joe Biden brought up that he was going to get this assault weapons ban done, which there is one that has passed the House, and there must be waiting till after the midterms in order to reintroduce it in the Senate, or to introduce it in the Senate, because they know they don't have the votes. But Joe Biden has pointed out that if he can just pick up two more seats, he will get it done. And he has enacted this zero tolerance task force with the ATF to try to crack down on these gun dealers that are illegally selling guns to prohibited people. And I'm wondering if his son Hunter will be caught in this dragnet of zero tolerance task force, and if they're going to crack down on the fact that he lied on his 4473 form. We've seen that in the news a little bit lately about how they're talking about charging him federally. And we've heard it said that the feds have everything they need to charge Hunter Biden with tax evasion and with lying on his 4473 form, the federal form that asked the question if you are an illegal user of drugs in order to buy a gun. And he voted that no, he wasn't. I know you're all surprised. This is mind-boggling and earth-shattering news that Hunter Biden would have lied about something like that. I can't believe it. But you know that gun dealers are up for revocation 600% under the Biden administration. This is part of the Zero Tolerance Task Force. And as soon as I heard this, I predicted this would happen. I said, it'll be just like some of the gun walking scandals that the ATF has been a part of in the past that have, you know, proven to have zero impact on cartels or gangs who buy guns and use strawmen to purchase them. And it never results in high-level officials or high-level cartel or high-level gang members, just the low-level guys who are doing this to make a couple extra bucks, to which obviously they should be arrested, but that's the one they get. And meanwhile, they've let thousands and thousands of guns go out on the streets or cross the border of Mexico and under the purview of the federal government in an effort to try to roll some of these people up. And when they're left with egg on their face, what do? They turn around and they try to blame the gun dealer, or they try to blame the confidential informant or the people who were involved helping the government to try to reduce the crime or reduce the ability for these cartels to have an effect, you know, have a strategy to buy guns, et cetera, et cetera. And so that is exactly what I predicted would happen as part of the Zero Tolerance Task Force. Once they started to crack down on these gun dealers' illegal activity, and they realize that they're not selling guns out the back door to the cartels or to the gangs or to the Hells Angels or whoever, fill in the blank, and that, you know, they can't point to any investigation where they're cracking down on these unlawful gun dealers, they're going to have to save face, because they've pledged millions of dollars of your taxpayer dollars, by the way, to crack down, to make our streets safer and to make us safer. And so guess what? As a result, FFLs, federal firearms licensees, are up. The revocations are up 600%. And guess what they're getting revoked or recommended to be revoked for? It's literally grammatical or little errors on the forms that have zero impact about whether or not a felon got a gun. They're not being revoked because they can't find firearms, like the like the ATF, who has lost guns at their national destruction facility in Virginia, or West Virginia. So they have this place where they destroy all these confiscated guns, and they've had outside contractors come in to do that. And guess what? They found a guy that was taking a lot of these guns and taking all the parts and smuggling them out and doing whatever with them. And he pled guilty to one or two charges. But the funniest part of the story is always like the ATF has said that at least 10 to 15 guns have gone missing. Well, is it 10 or is it 15? Because if a dealer came, you know, if the ATF comes to a dealer and says, we're here to do your annual audit, and they're like, yeah, last week we sold between 10 and 15 guns, they'd be like, well, is it 10 or is it 15? I need serial numbers. I need to know. Like, the ATF has this unbelievable long list of grace, if you will, by the federal government accountability, that they can't even pinpoint how many guns are missing. If a dealer loses one gun, they're going to get their license revoked. But that isn't what's happening. And they're not getting revoked for selling guns to people who shouldn't have them. They're not getting revoked because they're selling guns to the cartels or because they're failing to do background checks. They're up for revocation hearings because somebody put LA as their city of residence instead of Los Angeles. They're getting recommended for revocation hearing because of minor errors by the staff or by the individual who's filling out the 4473 in the first place, which has nothing to do with a prohibited person actually receiving a gun. It is literally a bookkeeping error to some extent that has zero impact on the outcome of actual reducing crime. It's not going to reduce crime, but they have to save face some way. So when they go before their congressional budget hearing, they're going to have to say, hey, we're cracking down and gun dealers are up 600% for revocation hearings because they're you know, bad actors and they're breaking the law. Okay, yeah, they're breaking the law because they forgot to dot the I or cross the T, but that's what we're looking at. And the feds, of course, get away with it. But I'm just wondering if Hunter Biden's going to be rolled up in that zero tolerance investigation. I know the statute of limitations is knocking on the door, I'm sure. But on the other hand, I wonder how somebody who doesn't have the last name Biden would fare if they had done the same thing. And not to mention disposing said gun in the trash next to a supermarket within 1,000 feet of a school. But I digress. You heard it best when he said, you don't F with a Biden, right? So there you have it. But anyway, Jared has something really important to tell us.
Yeah, if I could play Joe Biden for a minute, I have two words for you, America. Bacon-wrapped filet.
Woo!
It's my favorite thing from Omaha Steaks. Toby, have you had the Omaha Steaks?
Oh, I have. And you had me at bacon, Jared.
Absolutely. It's fall, so you're going to be watching football. Grilling season for, not necessarily for hardy New Englanders, but grilling season for some people is coming to an end. Don't waste the last grill with inferior meat from the supermarket. Get to omahasteaks.com. Get your Omaha Steaks right now. From tailgate parties, busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall with their mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. And right now, you can take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping in their semi-annual sale. The sale only happens twice a year, and it is on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code GRACE at checkout, you get an additional $30 off your order. So that's 50% off plus $30 off. There may be a minimum order required for the discount, but you know what? The more meat, the better is what I say. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter GRACE at checkout, and stock up on fall flavor today. That's Omaha Steaks, the best steak of your life, guaranteed. omahasteaks.com, code GRACE at checkout. You will save 50% off and get an extra $30. Again, minimum order may be required.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley, you probably recognize her from the thing.
Yeah. Of your acting?
Yeah.
In the kitchen cooking?
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
Yeah. There's no boat. There's no kitchen.
You never cooked chicken Alfredo with a friend?
No.
This is the, who is it again? Grace Curley Show.
And I am not Grace Curley. She is on vacation. I am Toby Leary sitting in for Grace. And I am the gun guy who oftentimes is on this show every Tuesday for 2A Tuesday. I'm also a host of Rapid Fire, a show on the weekend that is only an hour long. So it goes quick. That's why we call it Rapid Fire. But anyway, putting out some good content on a weekly basis. So you can follow us at rapidfireradio.us. But anyway, 860 says, if you don't write out your city on your 4473, that's a problem. But if you don't have postage on your mail-in ballot, nothing to see here. Right. How true it is. You know, there's certain things that wait a minute. You didn't register to vote. Oh, you don't have ID. Oh, it's, you know, this isn't your precinct. No problem. Here's a ballot. Go on in and exercise your constitutional rights. Right.
The T in Boston looks like a capital I. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to go to federal penitentiary. Cross your T next time, Republican.
Yeah. And you know, I talked about this a lot too, not to go completely down the rabbit hole, but what do you guys have to say? 844-500-4242 is the number. But I talk about this a lot, and that is you make one mistake and you're a federally prohibited person for life as far as guns are concerned. Think about it this way. In Massachusetts, if you commit an OUI or DWI or DUI, whatever the heck we call it here, which I am absolutely not in favor of. I am not recommending anybody drink and drive. I think it's horrific. It kills 11,000 people a year on our streets and highways and byways. But if you're a first-time offender, you could potentially be given a jail sentence of 2.5 years, which makes you federally prohibited from ever owning a gun period. And yet, the very thing that you offended on, once you pay your fine, you go to your alcohol, class on why you shouldn't drink and drive, and you do community service or whatever the heck the judge levies at you on your conviction, you have a certain period of time where you lose your license. They give you your license back, right? So they restore your driving privileges, but you are now a federally prohibited person for the rest of your life as it pertains to your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And guns had nothing to do with it in the first place. The fact is, you could have killed somebody in your automobile, and fortunately for you, you got arrested and charged and thrown in jail, so you were off the street while you got help and got that fixed. But now that you've straightened your life out, 20 years later, you still can't go down and buy a shotgun like Joe Biden recommends you do for home defense. But anyway, all right, we got a poll question. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results?
Is bank account cancel culture here to stay? Ye for Kanye or ni for Kanye? Yes or no?
Oh, gosh, I hope not, but I'm going to have to say yes. I see this is where it's headed.
71% of the audience says yes, it is. And our poll question today is brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can go to Omaha Steaks and use code GRACE at checkout. In addition to being able to save 50% off site-wide in the semi-annual sale, that code GRACE at checkout can score you an extra $30 off your order. There may be a minimum order required.
Mm-mm-mm. Hopefully somebody is sending me some Omaha Steaks. Anyway,
just make sure you spell the city right.
There could be some feds knocking on your door if not. But last week we had the PayPal story where if you're saying something against whatever the Department of Homeland Disinformation says isn't sanctioned speech, you can be fined $2,500, sucked right out of your bank account. And then the week later, in the fallout, I'm sure, from Kanye, or Ye, as he likes to be known now, the artist formerly known as Kanye, has, number one, he wore that White Lives Matter shirt and then had this seemingly anti-Semitic tweet, which I think is a little conflicting because of the very body of the tweet. But at the very least, even if he was racist, I don't believe that people should be racist. I believe you should love everybody. But if he was or is, does that give your bank a right to sever your relationship? At what point do we say, hey, time out here? We do live in a free country. And I don't necessarily think by my speech that you should be able to cancel my bank account or my banking relationship. So, but is this where it's headed? I think it is. But all right, the phone lines are lighting up. If you want to talk to me about guns or anything else you have on your mind, 844-500-4242. Happy to talk guns or politics or breaking news, whatever you got. But let's go to the phones. Ed, you're on with the Grace Curley Show with Toby Leary.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to speak on how we became a constitutional carry state here in Maine.
Sure.
Several times through my lifetime, and I'm no spring chicken. I'm in my 50s now. The bill came up over many years, and it was passed by state legislation, and it was always vetoed by a Republican, a Democrat, and independent governors. Governor LePage ratified it when he was governor. Our current governor, Janet Mills, who was attorney general, lobbied against his decision at the time.
Hey, hold on one sec, Ed. I do want to talk about this on the other side. Can you hold through the break? We'll be right back. You're listening to Grace Curley.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I am Toby Leary, sitting in for the vacationing Grace, and it's 844-500-4242 is the number, and we're going to go right back to the phones. I was on the phone with Ed, who was telling us about how Maine became a constitutional carry state. Go ahead, Ed. Sorry about that.
No problem. Thanks, Toby. To recap, several times, you know, as I've grown up, the bill came up bipartisan over many years. It was passed by the state legislation, and it was always vetoed by a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent governor. Governor LePage ratified it when he was in office. Our current governor, Janet Mills, who was attorney general while he was governor, lobbied against it. You know, citing his decision would increase crime, gun crime, to be specific. It dropped 10% the first fiscal year. And
right
today, the increase in crime today is pretty...
Oh, we lost. Sorry, go ahead, Ed. All right, I guess we lost Ed, but I'm glad you brought this up. It was in my notes to talk about it. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, all constitutional carry states. In fact, there's 25 states in the union now that are constitutional carry states, and Massachusetts should be 26 as far as I'm concerned, but we know we got a long way to go to see constitutional carry in this state. Jeff Diehl has pledged that he would work towards that. That is something he would like to see happen in Massachusetts. And I remember when I first became a gun owner in 93, there was one constitutional carry state in the country, and it was Vermont. Vermont was the only state. And I remember as this movement has started, and it's really started to pick up steam over the past few years, it eliminates the need for national reciprocity. It eliminates the need for, you know, some ID not being honored in one state versus the other, because basically if you're not a prohibited person in your state, then you can carry a gun in a constitutional carry state. And when this was first bantered about, it was predicted that there would be bloodshed in the streets. There would be shootouts like the, you know, Tombstone, Arizona days, with two people meeting in the middle of Main Street because they're fighting over a parking spot, and there'd be gun violence and bloodshed everywhere. Well, guess what? That hasn't happened. And Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, like Ed was just saying, crime drops when you pass constitutional carry legislation. And that's, you know, happened everywhere it's tried. In fact, the highest rates of violent crime are in states that are highly restrictive to gun ownership or gun, you know, licensing schemes, like in Massachusetts, New York, Chicago, Detroit, all these areas that have make it very difficult, Washington, D.C., to actually purchase a gun or carry a gun concealed. But anyway, Mark, you've been on the phone forever. Go ahead, Mark. You're next on the Grace Curley Show.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. A couple of quick ones, hopefully. Buying a rifle or a shotgun out of state, something that's Massachusetts compliant, I can walk out of the store with that, can I, or can I not?
Yes, as long as it's something Massachusetts compliant, absolutely. A long gun. You can buy rifle shotguns out of state. There are some.
So I just have to register it when I get back.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. When you get back, you have 7 days to register it.
Okay. My other question: I've been a little worried about this, and you just made me more kind of freaked out. I purchased a gun about a year ago that, you know, I had to buy it in bits and pieces deal, and I had to register part of it myself. And having not done that before, I may have made an error registering it. And I just kind of, I knew that not too long after I did that, and I just didn't do anything about correcting that. I didn't know whether I should just leave it alone or...
That's a little different than the 4473 that I was talking about. So don't confuse the two. If you made an error when you register the gun, that's not a big deal. Call the Firearms Record Bureau and just tell them, oh, I messed up on the barrel length, or I messed up on the caliber, or I messed up on the, you know, model or something like that. And they'll take care of you at the Firearms Record Bureau. It's a pretty easy system to fix. It's not a big deal.
We're in the middle of the night, huh?
Nope, you won't be getting the knock on the door. I don't think Massachusetts could get out of its own way enough to in order to do that. And by the way, something you just talked about, you were able to acquire a frame and you put a slide on it and you kind of built out your own gun. That is completely legal in Massachusetts. A lot of people don't understand that. And they think because we have this approved weapons roster, which is highly unconstitutional, by the way, and once that's finally challenged by Firearms Policy Coalition in federal court, once it gets its day in court, they've tried to reopen that case, then it's going to be a short-lived experiment in this state. But because we have that firearms record, that approved firearms roster, doesn't mean you can't own something in this state that's not on the approved weapons roster. All it means is a licensed gun shop cannot sell it to you and do a background check and sell that particular gun to you if it's not on that list. So as crazy as all that is, you're perfectly legal if you've acquired a frame and built out your own gun and registered it. You're legal to carry that gun, to own that gun, to sell that gun on a private sale. So that's something a lot of people have a misunderstanding about. But anyway, one more call here. Steve in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Toby. I've been in New Hampshire my entire life. My wife and I had our pistol permits back when they were required.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it lapse. Should I keep renewing this thing, kind of a liability thing, or what do you think?
I don't think it depends on how much you travel. Like, if you decide you want to travel, and New Hampshire is one of the good states out there. They're a great state, and they have reciprocity agreements with other states. So there are states you could go to that have written reciprocity agreements with New Hampshire that aren't necessarily a constitutional carry state. So for that reason, it might be worth keeping up with your license to carry in New Hampshire, even though you're not required by law to have it in order to carry a gun concealed in New Hampshire or any other concealed carry state, constitutional carry state. It all depends on whether or not you're going to travel or you know, you want to have that reciprocity with other states. And I don't even know how many states it is that have reciprocity agreements with New Hampshire, but I'm sure it's, you know, 4 or 5 anyway. So that all depends on how much travel you want to do. That's the only advantage to having it there. So do we have time for one more call, Jared? All right, go ahead, Frank. You're next on the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. My father passed away a couple of years ago, and he left me a couple M1 Grand rifles made by Winchester, an M1 carbine, a couple of Jap rifles, and a .45 pistol. And I just don't know if they're registered my name or his. I remember him asking me for my license to carry numbers years ago, and all the weapons were located at his house, and I since moved them to my home. How do I find out about if they are registered?
That's a way more complicated process than it should be. Unfortunately, you got to request in writing to the Firearms Record Bureau what guns are attributed to you and registered to your name, and you're going to get this huge long laundry list of guns, probably a lot of which you don't even own anymore, but you're going to get every gun. You can't just request and say, hey, is this gun registered to me? Yes or no. And you're going to get a whole list of all the guns. And so what I would do is request that, or just go online and, that's probably the first thing I'd do is request the list. If you don't see them on there, go online to the EFA10, the Firearms Transaction Portal, and just register them to you so that you can't get in any trouble in that regard. So that's what I'd do, just to be on the safe side. But good luck with that, Frank. And David, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you, David?
Good, Toby. Thank you. Hey, Toby, just had a quick question. Ruger makes the a 380. It's the Ruger LCP Max. And it's not yet approved in Massachusetts. And I heard that the lab did a 10,000-round test and it supposedly failed the heat test. But then I started to think, well,
10,000 rounds of that ammo would be about $5,000. I just wonder, does that sound right to you? Because who's going to spend $5,000 shooting less than a $500 gun? So I'm just wondering, is that a valid, it almost seems like an invalid test. Not many people are going to buy that gun and shoot it 10,000 times, because it's roughly about almost 50 cents a round right now for that. So I was just curious what your thoughts were.
Yeah, so this is pretty common. Ruger is one of the good companies that tests a lot of their guns for sale here in Massachusetts. Comes back to that mass-approved weapons roster, which I find will eventually come down as being unconstitutional someday. We're probably years away from that. But the point is, if you want to sell a gun in Massachusetts, the manufacturer has to send it to an independent testing lab. They pay a huge fee for that, and they have to send, I think, 3 models of every gun they want to sell. So 3 samples of every model gun that they want to sell. And they put them through various tests, whether it's drop tests or burn tests or endurance tests. And some guns fail the endurance test, and then they can't be sold here in Massachusetts. They can reapply and pay again. But you're right. It is an unbelievable test. And it's really just there to limit the amount of guns can be sold in Massachusetts. That was the sole intent of the whole law in the first place. It had nothing to do with keeping the Massachusetts residents safer. Like, that isn't what our politicians were thinking, even though that's what they sold to the public. It was to make hurdles and barriers so that you can't buy the gun that you want, a gun that is in common and ordinary use in our country. And that is highly unconstitutional. I don't know what part of shall not be infringed our politicians miss, you know, when they're reading the Declaration of Independence or they're holding up their hand to swear to uphold the Constitution. but, you know, I digress. They despise your ability to keep and bear arms, because it makes it so it's harder to become a tyrant. That's the only way I can see it. But anyway, all right. We will be back after this. You are listening to The Grace Curley Show. So get on the line now, 844-500-4242, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about a different kind of heater.
All right.
Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. I'm sure you've noticed natural gas bills are going to be over 50% higher each month compared to last year, due partly to higher gas supply prices. And if you have oil heat like I do, it was four times, not a joke, 4 times what I paid for it just 2 years ago in 2020 when I filled up my tank. Those are just one or two of the many reasons you need to get the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bones. It's completely safe around kids and pets, and there are no exposed elements. And what I love about it is it doesn't blast your face off with this huge heat blast. It's very comfortable heat. It doesn't sweat you out either. We actually had somebody, a listener, write in. They said, I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. Did a great job of heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure. And right now, you can save $50 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, the Gen 40 sold out very quickly, so hop on this deal when you can. Get there early, because it's only while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE50. Save today. Be prepared for the cold temperatures that you know are coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. And the best part, shipping is free.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
And welcome back to The Grace Curley Show, 844-500-4242. And we're going to jump right back in with the calls. Why not? It's going good, and people want to talk guns, which is kind of right up my alley. So anyway, let's go to Don. You're next on The Grace Curley Show. How are you, Don?
Hey, Toby. Don in Stoughton here. Your previous call is regarding the testing of firearms, the registration and the licensing and the full faith going from state to state. As I've spoken to you before, in a constitutional republic, Toby, these things can only be done if it's allowed in the Constitution. And Toby, you and I both know they're not in the Constitution. So this licensing, registration, and gun testing and gun bans are patently unconstitutional, as you've been saying. Now, for reciprocity under Article 4, full faith and credit, this is why, Toby, when a bail agent goes after you, when you skip bail, they can go from state to state to arrest you because you signed a contract with them over that money. So that's full faith and credit. And it's the same thing with a marriage license, driver's license. Let's say you fly airplanes. You can fly them in any state. It's Article 4, Toby, but people don't understand this.
Yeah,
so, I mean, this galls me that we can't get anybody to take and look into this.
Yeah, well, I think the good news is, Don, and thanks so much for the call. You're always great with your legal analysis, and Don sends me a lot of articles from time to time which have opened my eyes to certain Supreme Court decisions of the past, et cetera. And so, but I think the good news is, it is really starting to, we're starting to hold their feet to the fire in federal court. And now that that Bruin decision came down, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, where they must rule on all future gun cases under strict scrutiny, which is text, history, and tradition. If it isn't in the text, if it isn't in the longstanding history around the time the Constitution was ratified in 1790, and if it isn't in the history of our country, to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever the issue, gun issue is, then it is unconstitutional. They've got away with it for decades because of intermediate scrutiny. They've had this two-step approach, which Clarence Thomas has now ruled is one step too many. Thank the Lord. And it makes sense, because think about it. None of us would tolerate our Fourth Amendment right or our Fifth Amendment right or our 14th Amendment right or our First Amendment rights being subject to the same type of rules and regulations that our Second Amendment has become subject to. You don't need a license. You don't need to pass a background check. You don't need to get a special one speech per month, you know, law on the books. You don't need to have a sign on your door with your permit number to make sure the police who are showing up to toss through your contents of your house that you have a special government issued permit so that you can, you know, invoke your Fourth Amendment. None of this would be tolerated, but the Second Amendment all of a sudden, and this is the one, by the way, that our founders had the brilliance to say shall not be infringed. Somehow we've like put our head in the sand and said, just kidding. They didn't really mean that. We're going to go ahead and require licensing. We're going to require fees and permits and background checks and photographs and fingerprints. And we're going to, tell you how you can and can't store it in your own house. We're going to tell you how much ammunition you can and can't have on your body or in your home at the time, when none of that is in the Constitution or the text, history, and tradition of our country. So, yeah, great points, Don, as always. David, go ahead. David, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Hey, are you there, David?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Toby. Hey, thanks for picking my call.
No problem.
Hey, so I heard earlier in the show that you said that anyone with a DUI
in Massachusetts
get a gun permit?
In Massachusetts.
Oh, in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts has a two, or any state that you, if you are convicted of a DUI, you could potentially be sentenced to 2.5 years in jail, which would make you a federally prohibited person. So not all states have the 2.5 year in jail. It's a lot of them are misdemeanor in, even though they call it a misdemeanor, I believe in Massachusetts, but the definition of a felony is any crime that can be, you can be sentenced to 2.5 years in jail. So I don't know where they come down on that, but that's what makes you a federally prohibited person. Sorry if I didn't clear that up earlier, David. But yeah, get on the call. Get on the lines, 844-500-4242. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.